Yeah, we're told a few jokes over the break here. I've been waiting to see whether or not Arnold Schwarzenegger will wind up getting cancer, and then the doctor will diagnose her, and you go, no, it's not a tumor. And the doctor gave a guy with cancer 6 months to live, and he said, but doctor, I can't pay my bill. So the doctor gives him another 6 months to live. And also, have you noticed how a lot of people don't have a terribly large amount of knowledge of their own bodies, their own health, that kind of thing? Well, you're actually supposed to, and you already do, know your body better than any doctor will. And if you don't believe me, when you've got pain or something, go up to the doctor and ask him where it hurts. He won't be able to tell you, because it ain't his body. He has to ask you. Dr. Antonella Carpenter and her very special assistant, Randy, are my guests today. Oh, welcome back, guys.
So, what we were saying before the break, now with all this talk, I forgot where we were at. Do you remember?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, the other thing...
I sort of remember where we were, because I was about to butt in again.
Okay.
you were talking about the process about the heat from the laser, and I was about to interject that you do the same thing, do the same process with the same laser heat on untreated tissue, normal tissue that hasn't been treated with the color stain, and it'll do absolutely nothing. Only with the color enhancement does it reach the temperature required for it to die.
Does that mean the light spectrum? Well, you all know that light can carry heat, of course, because heat from the sun, the light. Yeah. Is that similar to what we're doing here? Because you need a particular hue of light.
Exactly.
Of color.
Wavelength of light. That's why you use laser, because laser is a specific wavelength. You have to use a wavelength that is not absorbed in significant amount by human tissue, and so that is a particular range, you know, right near infrared, and there are different choices there or windows. But and then you have to have a compound that they call a nanotechnology, nanoparticle, all that nonsense. All it is a compound that has a molecule that is the size in the nanometer range and has to be a fraction of the wavelength of the light, which is also in the nanometer range, okay? So that's all it is, but they call it nanotechnology because it's impressive and the way people will pour money into it. But you do not have to create a new compound. They are in nature, and that's what we used. That's it. And then the light is the choice, because it has to be a light that is not absorbed by tissue. Then the compound is something that will absorb that light. That's it. And not a drug, because it's not a drug reaction. It's very easy. Now, because we're using saline solution, it's a natural product, it's not retained by healthy tissue. Healthy tissue will flush it out immediately. If you inject missing the tumor and you inject healthy tissue, will disappear immediately at water. And because we are water anyway, mostly water. And you use the light, the patient feels nothing. There is no heat. But if you inject it into the tumor is really suffering, because all the energy is going into growth, so all the metabolism of the tumor is slow, and it will retain the stain for quite a while. And then we'll be able to absorb it. It will retain it for a few hours, but certainly enough to treat the patient. And then the light gets absorbed, and the tumor only will absorb the light and heat up. And also because the amount of time involved is so fast that there is no collateral damage. There is no transfer of heat to the nearby healthy tissue to create collateral damage. So there is nothing other than killing the tumor. It's very painstaking by the provider, because you have to make sure you cover every single spot and also the surrounding area to make sure the ramification of the tumor are taken care of. And that's it. You're done. And you have to repeat it 3 times to make sure that you cover everything. And after that, that's it. The patient goes home, can continue working, is not suffering, doesn't have any problem. If you follow our advice and what to do after the treatment, which is very simple, they won't even have any discomfort during the healing, and they'll be nothing significant anyway, and they'll be fine. But then there are people
Is it a relatively simple process? Like, would you be able to perhaps teach somebody else how to do this technique in a short period of time, or is it complicated and specialized?
Well, first of all, you have to have the right equipment, but also you have to have dedication to it. And I am telling you something, that doctors will not do it. They have actually stated, so that's too much work, too much effort. So in order to have other people to do it, is that's our next plan, and FDA was ready to jump on me. Where is your patent? Where did you file it? What is it? What is that any of your business? It's the next upgrade, and it's a robotic system. So all you have to do is set the parameter, and then the computer will do it. You know, we move the applicator of the light, and it will take care of it. All you have to do is somebody in the room, like a nurse, to make sure that the patient doesn't move away from the laser. Okay, so he's getting the treatment, and that's all it is with the robotic system. And that's what the industry is afraid of, that I come up with a robotic system, and then that's on the market, and then anybody can have it.
You want to tell Vinny? You want to tell Vinny about Bill Deagle and that show that you did a few years ago, and that special legislation that.
It's so complicated, though. I don't know if you want to know that.
I haven't talked to Bill in a while. I'd like to see what he's up to.
The plaintiffs, the plaintiff's attorney for this bogus lawsuit, is a former Arkansas state legislator, and
And the medical school apparently have been following my show for a long time, even though I didn't realize that. And one time I was guest on the Bill Deagle show, and I had found out about the Da Vinci system, and I thought that the Da Vinci system was something down the line of what I was thinking. It's not, but I thought so. And I said, well, that's great. We could use it for internal organ. We could use a Da Vinci system, okay? Well, the next thing... the legislature in Arkansas passed
mere weeks.
Yeah, passed a decision to divert the tax funds to the medical school to buy a Da Vinci system. And then, of course, they found out I wasn't it. It didn't work. But I found that out when I was at an expo in Dallas, and I saw the manufacturer of the Da Vinci system, and I saw how it worked and what it does, and it's not what I thought it would do, and not the system I had in mind. So that was no competition at all. So they spent $1.6 million not for what they wanted to do, but that's part of the whole soap opera, you know. And you were saying, let's have fun. You know, up to last year, before the conclusion of the phony lawsuit, I was really laughing about it. We actually had on a radio show, like a soap opera, teasing the trial. We really had a good time with that. And then they actually went ahead and did the trial, violating the Constitution and 14th Amendment, all of my rights. And then they came up with one-sided jury, like in a dictatorship, come up with this ridiculous amount of money that I should pay. It was just absolutely absurd. Then I lost my sense of humor, okay? I didn't start laughing. I haven't been able to laugh. And then I was trying to recover, and then the FDA comes around. So it's not a good thing. And by
they took all your money, and then you lost your house just last week.
My equipment, so I couldn't make any money, and the money that I already had, and yeah. I lost my everything.
It sounds remarkably like a Johnny Cash song, except it's when the FDA comes around.
Right. Yeah, the FDA is another. Well, you can say the Nazi came around. It's the same thing. The Gestapo came around. They behave just like it.
The train coming around the railroad track is the FDA marching in.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. They were acting really weird, and I was asking questions, and at one point I was looking at this guy, because I'm on the level, what they say is ridiculous, and I was asking a question, looking like straight in the face, and he told me to stop doing that, not look at him in the face. He didn't like that. So, you know, guilty.
This the other thing. Psychopathy, I think, is something people need to be incredibly aware of, okay? Like, intricately aware of. Because particularly when you're dealing with educated people, and this is how school works, you're either one of the popular kids who's a cunning, manipulative piece of trash, or you're one of the intelligent kids who is a regurgitating, unthinking piece of trash. Those are the two people who will get the A's. Those are the two people who will be voted most likely to succeed. Those are the ones who go on to be your doctors, lawyers, legislators, and other assorted scumbaggery filth that wind up ruling society. Okay? Those who can't think, and those who don't care about other people and are capable of manipulating them. So whenever you're getting advice from a politician or a doctor or a lawyer or a financier or anything like that, understand the methodology of psychopathy. They don't care about you. They are very good at imitating emotions and imitating people who care, but they don't really care. They're often very nice, smiley, happy, and enchanting people when you first meet them, but ultimately have very little depth to their character and no long-lasting relationships. And even the American Medical Journal, I read an article out of it a number of years ago, saying that these types of people are likely to be located in three industries: business, entertainment, and politics. What would you say are the three most controlling and damaging things to society right now in terms of industries? It would have to be those three. And now we kind of know why, because that's where the psychos who don't care about anybody, who wind up screwing everything up, gravitate to. They've usurped all that power.
That in law enforcement.
Yeah, but they clearly think that the medical is left out of it because they don't see it as a business, but it is. They don't see it as a business.
Right. Indeed. And haven't you noticed how interesting it is? Even if a medical psychopath starts exposing psychopaths in other industries, he doesn't let people know, hey, I'm a psycho too. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number two.